Welcome back to another installment of Turner Rejected Movies, where we watch and discuss the long history of films rejected by Hollywood. In our last episode, we saw part one of the Evelyn Von Chocula-helmed documentary Hearts of Sweetness on the account of the unreleased Candyland movie by auteur Louis Von Chocula. In it, the beleaguered director was plagued by insecurity, ineptitude, and a general lack of direction for where the film was heading. He also hadn't finished writing the ending of the movie, nor had he heard from the actor playing the film's villain, Nolan Carlyle. Tonight, we watch part two. This is the finale of Hearts of Sweetness.
Day 112 of shooting. The film has massively exceeded its budget. Lewis has taken to donating his own plasma and one of his kidneys to finish production. In order to film in Guantanamo Bay, he had to file for a special permit from the U.S. military. It expired a week ago. Production continued.
All right, let's not panic. I've secured a new shooting location and it should work out just fine.
Is it a soundstage this time?
Not exactly. But I did secure a deal with a powerful political leader who will let us shoot further up on the island.
Further up on this island. Who exactly did you talk to?
Just for the crystal.
Who?
You know, this one guy, for the crystal.
Did you make a deal with Fidel fucking Castro?
It's fine. Just don't tell the studio.
Don't tell the studio? I think they're gonna hear about it from the goddamn CIA.
It's not a big deal. We just have a few more shots, then we're back in L.A. to edit.
Really? So we're almost done, huh? How's the ending coming along?
It's coming, it's coming. I just need Nolan here to help me finish it.
Day 121 of shooting. Ramon's character, Mr. Mint, is trekking through the Lollipop Woods at night. He's surrounded by colorful explosions. Ramon has become stir-crazy due to the grueling schedule, and unknown to Lewis, he's been snorting pixie sticks and freebasing Necco wafers.
All right, everybody, quiet on set. Ramon, are you ready?
I can taste the rainbow.
Good enough for me. Action! Cut! What the hell's happening? Who are these assholes on my set?
I think they're rebels, Lewis.
Hey, stop that! Hey, we're shooting here! Oh, great, they got one of the swift boats.
Lewis!
Hey, that camera studio property here!
Lewis!
Oh, for the love of God, who took the fucking gumdrops?
Lewis, they took Ramon!
What? Oh my God, this is a nightmare! Can we get Harvey Keitel back?
Day 137. Shooting has halted due to Ramon's disappearance. Lewis has been in constant communication with Fidel Castro to get him back.
Phone for you, Lewis!
Tell Castro I'm not letting him cameo in the molasses swamp scene.
He's still pretty upset about that, but it's not Castro.
Who is it?
It's Liz. Shit.
Elizabeth Blankenship was the head of the studio. She'd been hands-off the production since Lewis was mostly self-funding the movie, but rumors about its production made their way to her.
Liz, what a pleasure. How's the new puppy?
What's this I'm hearing about a military contract?
If it makes you feel better, we've dropped the military contract. No need to add extra expenses, right?
How come I haven't seen any dailies from the set? You've been shooting constantly. What do you have to show for it?
Oh, the movie's coming along nicely. We have a great cast, you know. Nolan Carlyle's in it.
Is Nolan there?
He's here. We're about to shoot his big scene.
Interesting, because I just saw Nolan at the All You Can Eat Lobster Fest face down in a platter of biscuits. He's been there for 3 days.
Yeah, that's right. He's taking a leave of absence while we set up the shot.
And where's Ramon? Let me talk to him.
Ramon is in makeup right now. Can't talk.
I think he'll make time for me.
Let me go get him. Carol, take the phone.
Don't drag my ass into this. Just stall for a little bit while I figure this out. Liz, are you hiring at the studio?
Oh, God, I'm so fucked.
Lewis, I found Ramon.
Oh, thank Christ. Where was he?
Apparently, they couldn't get a ransom, and he spent the whole time injecting nougat into his bloodstream, so they just dropped him off.
Ramon, are you okay?
I'm melting your mind, not in your hand.
Good enough for me. Get him on the phone.
As I was saying, I type 176 words per minute, and oh, Ramon's here.
Ramon, good to hear from you. How's the shoot?
I'm learning so much about myself. Did you know that we are all made of sugar?
There's no way that's correct. How close are you to wrapping up?
We are on a journey. The journey has taken us through many highs and many lows. But until we've reached the end of this journey, we must travel on.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Ramon. Put Lewis back on the phone, please.
Well, you heard it yourself. The journey continues. We'll be back in LA in about 2 weeks to start editing.
Shut it down.
Lewis gathered the entire cast and crew to deliver the bad but inevitable news that the production was over.
Well, folks, I've got something to report. It's been quite a hell of a shoot. Things haven't quite gone the way we hoped. Sometimes that happens when you're making art. Sometimes you have a vision and things just don't work out the way you plan. So I'm here to say officially,
Lewis, I just got off the phone with Carlisle. He's on his way.
We're shooting the ending tomorrow. Prepare the sets.
Day 140 of shooting. The ending shots are prepared, but they have still not been written. Lewis and Nolan are discussing the ending of the film.
I think it might be best to have you and Ramon improvise the ending.
I don't understand what you're going for. It's Candyland. It's a board game for toddlers who don't know how to count.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't make any sense. The movie just got away from me, you know? Maybe Liz is right. Maybe we should just pack up and go home.
What does Candyland mean to you?
I was 5 years old. I saw my mother crying. I didn't know why. I said, let's do something fun. Let's play Candyland. She wiped her tears from her face and smeared her makeup. We played through the game 7 or 8 times, but she kept fighting back tears, trying to keep it together for her little man. I'll never forget that. The last time we played, I got to the end again. I almost won. She let me win every time. I looked at the end of the board, right into the eyes of King Candy. Then I looked at my mother and said, where's Pop? She didn't say anything. She didn't have to. I knew from the look in her eyes, he was gone, and he wasn't coming back. He didn't even stop to say goodbye to me. I didn't finish the game. I just stared at the king, looking right into his eyes. Alone in his castle at the end of the kingdom, hiding from the gingerbread men who seek him.
You're here to kill your father.
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready to shoot.
With the final shot set, the only thing left to do was shoot it.
King Candy, you're a murderer. Your reign ends here.
You have a right to kill me, but you don't have the right to judge me. I've seen sugar. Sugar has a taste. You must make insulin from sugar. Sugar and high fructose corn syrup are your friends. If they are not, they are enemies of your pancreas.
And cut! That's a wrap, everybody! We just made a goddamn movie!
2 weeks later, Lewis finished editing the movie. He knew no one would ever see it. Everyone got paid for their time. Ramon checked himself into rehab. Lewis would work on smaller fare for the rest of his career. Carol would get a job working for Elizabeth and never spoke to Lewis again. Nolan continued to be a notorious flake during his shoots, but never a bad performer. As for the film, it's a shame no one will ever see it. Having witnessed the entire troubled process of making the movie, you'd assume the final product would be a mess. But it wasn't. It was a masterpiece. An amazing, sugar-coated, epic journey through the mind of a madman. Even if it hadn't lived up to Lewis's expectations, which it most certainly did, the fact is that Lewis took a risk, and he told the story he wanted to tell. He never made back the money he lost making it, but the movie exists, and his vision lives on in a vault in our home, only to be seen by us. And that's enough.
The vault burned down a year later, and no print of the film exists. That's it for Turner Rejected Movies. On behalf of Kayla, Brittany, Lauren, Willie, Christian, Tomy, and Aaron, good night.